Welcome to the greenhouse, my little student. I'm glad you follow my command to come here so we can have a private lesson. And I know that you will follow my rules not to meander onto the other areas of the university campus. Recall that I can terminate your academic career here at any time, should you choose to disobey me. Well, I did not bring you here for another botany lesson, though if you wanted to help pollinate the angiosperms, I wouldn't mind. No, this is a lesson of a different sort. I trust nobody will come looking for you, correct? The last thing I want is an outstanding arrest warrant with my name on it. Good girl. And not to worry about anyone from the university finding us here. Your classmates have retired to the dormitories, and the faculty members have all returned home. Regardless, I doubt the greenhouse is a very attractive place for any late-night escapades. Well, save for ours. At that, she blushed crimson. Clearly, the memory of our last meeting came to mind, along with any apprehension about what tonight would bring. It was only a few weeks ago that we began this little arrangement. Still, she remained uncertain about me. Her unease was palpable. It almost convinced me to abandon what I had planned. Admittedly, my letter to her was cryptic at best. No doubt she had many questions, but she did as she was told and met me at the greenhouse. I was grateful for that much. My feelings toward her had softened since that first meeting. Not that I would ever say as much to her. A healthy amount of fear on her part was safer for both of us, rather than the development of some unfortunate infatuation for me. No good would ever come from that. For me, reigning in those feelings became increasingly difficult. Such reservations were confirmed when she pulled me away from my reverie of her, asking about what our plans were for the evening. It will be much like last time, hopefully a bit more enjoyable for both of us. Now that I know that we have crossed that bridge, we ought to keep going, shouldn't we? Would you like that? I'm glad you agree, and you are prepared to follow all my directions again. Listen closely. If you feel overwhelmed, then you should tell me. Just say the word red, and we will stop regardless. You will say if you need to at any point in time, though. I promise I will not be disappointed if you use it. Is that clear? Good girl. And you brought what I asked you to bring? All right, give them to me. She pulled at the silk sash wrapped around her waist and handed it to me. She was not dressed in her usual uniform tonight, something I felt thankful for as I found myself engrossed in imagining her curves beneath the many layers of clothing. Again, her eyes and furrowed brows fell upon me, wondering what my plans were. Annoyed at my mind's diversions, I instructed her to continue. At that, she untied the ribbon from her hair and placed it in my hand. Without any further delay, I instructed her to face away from me, and I placed the sash over her eyes, firmly tying it in place. Once she had undressed, I followed a similar pattern with a ribbon, knotting it around her crossed wrists. Is that comfortable? And I trust that you cannot see anything through the blindfold. Good girl. Turn back around. Felt good, didn't it? You like that, don't you? Good girl. No onlookers? No, I think we are safe, despite being in this fishbowl, so to speak. But I suppose any potential voyeur could get a good idea of our activities, even from a distance. Does that frighten you? No, you're excited by the idea of being watched. The danger of it all. Not the answer I would have expected. Then again, you have already proven yourself as a risk taker. In any case, you'll have the comfort of the blindfold. You can imagine what you would like, if that would excite you. Now on your knees. Good girl. Since your hands are bound, I will have to do the next part. No, I'm already hard for you. Now. Yes, I want you to put that clever little mouth to good use. You want to see how hard I am? You are feeling brave today, aren't you? Next time, I think that sounds fair to you. All right. For now, stick out your tongue as far as it will go. Good girl. Yes, feel my hardness with your tongue. Oh, yes, and oh, yes. Now give the shaft one long lick. Oh, yes. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Perfect. Oh, you can feel it swell upon your tongue. Now be a good girl and suck on me. Oh, yes, 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 like that. Get accustomed to the feeling of my hard cock in your mouth. Oh, 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 will not be the last time we do this, you see. Be careful with the tip. Keep your teeth off it. It's so sensitive. Good girl. Just like that. Yes. Have you ever done this before? Your tongue is more skilled than I would have expected. Are you certain this was not part of your governess's lessons? I'm not sure I believe you, but I did appreciate the wordless answer from you, being compliant in answering my questions. While still servicing my cock. You're learning this dynamic so well, better than I would have expected, giving the discipline needing during our first tryst. Nevertheless, like that. So good. Good girl. Yes, just like that. It would be useful for you to know this, pleasing your future husband in this way. Whoever he is, I think he will owe me a debt of gratitude. Then again, you appear to already have a natural talent. At least where sucking cock is concerned. Suck the tip again. Good girl. You're doing so well so far. Don't let up. Take deeper now. A little deeper. Yeah, I've got you. I will take grip this soft hair. This lovely soft hair makes for nice reins, doesn't it? Makes it so easy for me to... Push deeper. Hold it there. Deeper. There you go. I know it's a little uncomfortable. Just hold it for a few seconds. And then, God. Good girl. Breathe. Don't worry. I won't choke you. Yes. Good girl. Like that, I will step back. Okay, all right. You did so well, good girl. You have that look on your face again. The same one you had when I denied you the last time. It feels like an epoch ago, doesn't it? I take it that you would like to move on. All right, stay where you are. What? You want me to have a taste first? Normally I wouldn't appease your demands, but you have been such a good girl for me. Come here. Satisfied? Not quite. Since you're such an intrepid little thing, I think I should give you a little... You really like that good girl, didn't you? Yes. Turn around now for me. Turn around and I'll give you... There you go. Now I'll untie these ribbons. Again, she did as directed. Despite her anxiety, she was nothing but eager, a sight I was happy to see. Gently, I guided her over to one of the spare tables, clearing off the refuse as I leaned her over its edge. Without any prompting from me, she placed her tied hands down, bracing herself for what she knew was coming next. I carefully removed only her clothing that was in my way, as I was far too impatient to strip her completely. As much as I wanted to see all of her, time was of the essence, and I wasn't willing to waste any of it. Oh yes, I've undressed as well. Can't keep anything from you, can I? Your hearing is especially astute now that you're wearing the blindfold, isn't it? How about your other senses? Your sense of touch, perhaps? Can you feel that? My heart length just barely grazing your cunt. That pulsing, throbbing need, yours and mine, just teasing your soft, wet lips, running my cock along your slit, giving you a sense of what you're about to feel. Now, I want you to be a good girl and beg me to enter you. Say it. Professor, please, I really need you inside me. Say it. Good girl. Now, hold still there, eager little girl. I'm entering you now, and there you go. As I am pushing slowly, you were more than ready for this, weren't you? Don't squirm. I'm already halfway in, and you're certainly wet enough for me to slam into you deeply. But I think we should take things slowly for now. What do you think? You would prefer hard and fast. You are needy tonight, aren't you? Did sucking my cock really arouse you that much? Very well. Keep your hands on the table. Don't move them without my permission. Let me take hold of your hips now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. No, no, yes. Oh, what was that? Are you enjoying my expletives? Don't get used to them. You will only ever hear them during our sessions. I do have to maintain my decorum in class, don't I? But here, here we can be as primal as we would like. Well, rather, I can. You are still beholden to my rules. You blindfolded, bent over, dripping wet. taking my cock with such eagerness. Just wondering what I plan to do next. Oh, yes, take it, good girl. Good girl, yes. Yes, feel me inside you. Oh, yes. What would you like me to do? Touch your clit, then ask me nicely. Can you say please for me? Oh yes, that was very nice. Of course, good girl. Let me just bring my hand down and... Oh yes, look at that. My hand is already soaked. Stroking little circles on your tender clit. It's been so neglected, hasn't it? Ever since the last time, it's been desperate for some attention. Not to worry, good girl. I will give it all the attention it needs. How you clench when I rub it even faster. Did you touch yourself after our last meeting? Waiting for this moment, thinking about what I could do to you. Can you feel that tension rising in you again? Remember how pent up you were then, blushing and achy for a little release. I won't deny you this time. Didn't I say in my letter that I would make up for last time? I am nothing if I'm not true to my word. Oh yes, feel me touching you there. Yes, yes, moan for me. Yes, you can scream. Nobody can hear you. Oh, you're so needy, good girl. You're so horny. You're so desperate. Whenever you're ready, you can come for me. You can do it. You have my permission. Yes, yeah. Let me pound you as I stroke your clit. Yes, it's so good. No holding back now, sweetheart. I know you're close. Are you there already, are you? Come on, you can do it. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, such a needy little girl. Such a desperate little girl. You want to come now? Yes, come on, come on, come for me. Yes, yes, that's a good girl. Coming so much. Yes, 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 good girl. Oh yeah. Scream, yes, yeah, oh yeah, there again you go. Oh, good girl. Well done, but I want another one out of you. I won't stop. This is not the end. No, not at all. Don't hold out on me. Let's stroke that clit just a little bit harder. Oh, yes, yes, I know it's sensitive. You can take it. I know you can. You've done so well so far, little girl. Good girl. Take it. Take it, yes. Moan for me. Tell me you love this. Tell me you need this. This is what you've been dreaming about, little girl. Exactly. Me inside you, pounding you against the table. Yes.
fuck. Oh, come on, my little needy student. If I just take your hair again like this, give you a little guidance. Pull it. You like that, don't you? You like to be my little good girl, obeying everything I tell you, showing me obedience, feeling me pulling your hair, feeling I have control over your sensations, mixed with a little drop of pain. Ah, there. That's a good girl. Spanking your ass. What a delightful contrast. One hand giving pain, the other giving pleasure. Your clit. Oh, it feels so good. You just got so much tighter now. I want one more climax from you, at least. Again, yes. Feel you're getting closer. Needy girl, needy girl, you have my permission. You have my permission, yes. You can come. You can come again. Oh, yes, come for me again. Cry out for me, good girl. Be as loud as you want. Open that sweet mouth. Whimper, yes, just like that. Whimper as I push inside you even deeper. Oh, yes. I'm nearly there too. I'm going to. Oh, fuck, I'm going to. No, not inside you. We can't risk an accident now. Wouldn't want to pollinate you, would we? Keep it off. Your dress is wet, don't worry. I am. Yes, I'm fucking close. Oh, yes, yes. Come with me, good girl. Come with me. Now. Oh, yeah, yes, yes, I'm cutting down. Oh, fuck. Oh. There. Don't worry. I did not shoot on your lovely garments either. But, oh yeah, you have another one in you. Yes. Yeah, I feel my finger still there. I'll keep rubbing you until you give it to me. Keep going. Keep going. Ride them out, good girl. One into the next. You can do it. Don't hold back on my account. Don't you dare hold back. I have you. I'm not letting you go. Oh, yeah. You're not leaving me until you give me at least one more. Give me the third climax now. Give me your third orgasm. One. Oh, yes. One hand is stroking your tender clit. The other gripping that tight ass of your... There we go. Good girl. Shake and shiver again. Feel all those muscles contract and spasm again. Feel those sweet tremors overtake you. Come on, again. Yes. There you go. Go. Yes. Good girl. Oh yeah. Come for me. Again. Yes. Oh, Jesus. You're coming so hard. There we go. Oh, good girl. Should we keep going? Oh, should I give you as many as you can take? Shall we? A few more strokes on your clit and then? Yeah, the safe word. All right. It's all right. I've stopped. See, let's take this off. No more blindfold. There, turn around now. Look at me. Look at me, sweetheart. I want to see your eyes. Come back to me. Good girl, there you are. Are you all right? That's good. Come,
Sit in my lap. That's my girl. There. I'm hugging you. I'm holding you. You're safe with me. I'll just stroke your hair, nestle into my chest. That's it, just like that. Steady your breathing for me as I hold you. Good girl. Still trembling, I pulled her closer to me. She buried her face in the crook of my neck as few final tremors petered out until they stopped entirely. We sat in silence for a few moments, her curled up in my lap and me stroking her softly. I felt her chest rise and fall against me, the pace slowing with each successive breath she took. I tried to steady my own breathing, more for her sake than for mine. I didn't feel the need to say any more to her, at least not while she was still trying to catch her breath and come back to reality. After some time, she lifted her head again, studying my face and presumably gauging my reaction. I met her eyes once more. I found tenderness there. It surprised me. I expected maybe resentment or confusion, at least. I was willing to take responsibility. It was what I felt I deserved, but it didn't seem as if she wanted to place the blame on me. I squeezed her even tighter against me. Would you like to tell me what happened? Just too much sensation. I see. No, it's nothing to be ashamed of, not at all. It was my fault. I should have been more cognizant of your experience and your limits. Thank you for being honest with yourself and with me. What you did was very brave. I'm proud of you. It's over now. I'm so proud of you, good girl. I have you. I'll hold you all night if I need to. I think you understand what we are doing. We are building trust between us. You are more and more becoming my obedient little girl, and I will take so good care of you. And you hold on to me as tightly as you need. Yes, I suppose I cannot keep you here forever. Not unless we want a swift end to our little arrangement. Can I kiss those marks on your wrists? They will fade soon. No one will see them. Better now? Are you all right now? Good girl. Good little girl. I'm glad. Mm. stay with me. Little while more. You're so good. You're so sweet and so obedient. Good girl. You like to hear that, don't you? You like to hear that you're my good girl. Yes, you taste so sweet. So good. Not to cut this short, but I think it's time really I sent you home. We can't have anyone speculating about where you are, especially at this time of night. Are you sure you feel well enough? You sure? All right. Come on, atta girl. Let's get you cleaned up and dressed then. I'll see you tomorrow in the zoology lesson. Good girl.